leaving God with us on this project. We have worked on the roof, putting in more cement, new wiring, drywall, insulation, plumbing, etc. And you are a part of it all. We have also recently partnered with World Vision and will now have enough space to do all that the Lord gives us opportunity and open doors to do. We ask the Lord to bless you again and again. Because of partners like you, we continue to be able to minister in Peru, Haiti, and India. Love from Matthew 25 International. How many say amen for that? We thank the Lord for the opportunity to partner with them and help them as they endeavor to do the work of the Lord in so many wonderful places to help people. You know, there's a lot of times when I am preparing, I know that I think there's a difference between, I think they can be the same, but between a sermon and a message. We need both. We need both. We need good teaching. We need to be taught the Word of God. We need to learn the Word of God. You know, Paul told Timothy to study to show yourself approved. And so we need to study the Word. We need to know the Word. It's the Word that will develop everything inside of you. It's the Word that will give you the picture of who the Lord is and what He desires. He reveals Himself through His Word. And it's important to know His Word. And so, but then there are messages. And I believe there are messages that are, I just think there's just times the Lord just says something to us. He just wants to talk to you. I believe that every good message contains His Word and has His Word in it. I don't think there's much that we can say without going back to His Word over and over again. And as you learn the Word, you can hold preachers and teachers to that Word. You'll understand it. You'll hear it because you've read it and you know it. And that's a real comfort to know that. And hold that on preachers and teachers and people that are teaching you from the television and radio and CDs. Don't just take it for granted that they are telling you everything. You need to be able to go to the Bible and find out what they're saying is the truth. Amen? But this morning when I sat down yesterday to write out yesterday, the first thing the Lord told me is that He told me, He said immediately, He said, tell the people the Lord is going to help you. He just said that right off, just right in the beginning. Tell them I'm going to help them. And I thought, wow, that's an incredible thing. If I was to say that to an individual, if I was to say that to Paula, the Lord told me to tell you He's going to help you. I would think that would cause you to rejoice. But here's the other thing, and I'm not picking on you because I could tell Lisa this, I could tell David Archer this, I could tell Caitlin this, I could tell Donald this. If I was to tell Donald the Lord is going to help you, I guarantee you there are things and situations going on in his life right now that he needs the help of the Lord on. Is that true or false? Is that true or false? Lisa, is that true or false? That's in every person's life here. We need the help of the Lord. And that's a great thing that the Lord is willing to help us. So that sounds good, doesn't it? We're good with that, aren't we? There's a way that the Lord, I believe, wants to help us. How He's going to do it. You know, in light of what happened this past week and losing what it appears that we've lost in the Supreme Court, let me tell you something. God never loses. He never loses. I've seen where God will allow people to have what they want. You know, if you buck and push hard enough for the things that God has told you not to touch, He'll let you have them. Just so that you'll understand that what He said was right in the beginning. You know, when the prodigal son left, his father said, don't leave the house. He said, I'm giving you everything. He said, no, I'm going. I'm going to do what I want to do. And he ended up in a terrible place. It wasn't a fatal place, thank God, but it was a place that he regretted that he had ever pushed to get to. And I know there's many of us in here, there are places in our life we regretted we ever pushed to go to. We regret we ever tasted a certain areas of life that like we have, but we did. But thank God it wasn't fatal. Thank God we serve a merciful God, a very patient, long-suffering God. And So when I talked to you this morning about how the Lord is going to help you, we talked about last week about the vision and mission of our church. And I want to just say this, that the Lord is going to help you with, this is the way He's going to do it. He's going to do it through the five P's, which are His presence, His power, His purpose, His promises, and His provision. That's the way He's going to help you. He's going to come to your life that way. And I believe we need to be ready for those things. We need to prepare for the presence of God. We need to desire the presence of God. We need to do whatever it takes to have the presence of God. To do whatever work we must do on our part, because He's going to need our help to do it. He has to have our cooperation. If He's going to help us, then we need to cooperate with Him. How many have found that to be true? It's not all just one-sided. It is the Lord in us working together. As He talks to us and as He teaches us and as He shows us, then we work with Him and we accept that and we begin to do those things that God tells us to do. And if we don't do them, then we just prolong. We prolong things in our life that we wish we'd never done. But the quicker we do what God tells us to do, the quicker we are to coming into a greater place in God. But everybody moves at a different place. I want to just say this. When the Lord is helping you, don't tell Him how you need help. He'll do it. He knows how to help you. What you need to do is just listen to what He tells you to do. How many have found that to be true? He doesn't need me to tell Him how to help me. But we need to listen to Him so that He can direct us and He can show us the way. It says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That means don't try to figure out how God's going to help you. But in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct you. He'll help you. He'll show you the way in and the way out. He'll open doors. He'll shut doors. He will show you everything. How many's had the Lord do that for you? Over and over and over again, He does it. And He continues to do it. You know, so many places in our life, we find ourselves in places that are so hard. They're so overwhelming. We find ourselves with facing obstacles and enormous needs and trials and tribulation and reverses and all kinds of things that just they dwarf us. They make us look so small and so insignificant that we could never get around them. But how many know, thank God, that as we partner with God, they're not bigger than He is? Can I get a better amen than that? When you know, there are so many things that I know people come to church with, and I know this, I believe that they want to be taught the Word of God, but there's things in their life that are holding on to their lives that they need help with. They need to know that the things that are in their life that they know shouldn't be in their life, they've got to have some hope that God's going to help them get rid of those things in their life, because they can be so overwhelming. We live with these things. We live with bad habits. We live with things that we've opened our life up to that we cannot let go of them now. They're bigger than we are, but that's why it's so important to allow the Lord to help us, because it's the Lord that will deliver us. It's the Lord that will, He will do the work in us, but we have to cooperate with Him. We have to just say, yes, Lord. Just keep saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And the more you say yes, the farther you'll go, the greater you'll go. It's when we start saying no, or when we won't answer Him, that we begin to feel that, where we just begin to, we just begin to let it go. We begin to feel that weakening in our spirit, where we're just not what we used to be. Let me say this right up front about these five different areas: the presence, the power, the purpose, the promises, and the provision of God. Let's pray. I don't feel an anointing in here, and it bothers me. I don't feel the presence of the Lord in here. I know that because when I'm talking, it's just like I'm just talking, and I don't feel His presence in here. I don't know why, but it's wrong to try to have church without Him. I think sometimes the Lord does it on purpose to see if we'd even miss it. I really do. I really think he withdraws himself to see if somebody's going to pick it up and say, wait a minute, there's something missing. Let me ask you this. Do you feel it missing? Yeah, I do too. Do you want his presence here? Is it important to have his presence here to you? Well, then I need you to help me ask him. Because I'm just one here. I need you to just lift your voice and say, Lord, please. We pray for your manifested presence in this building right now. Father, we cannot go on without your presence. We ask you, Lord, right now to manifest your presence here in this service. We ask for it. We can't go forward without it. It always feels too still, too dead, too mechanical, too human when you're not here. And we long for that. We want you here. Lord, if you've withdrawn yourself because to see if we would even notice, then Lord, we notice. And we want you to know we cannot do this without your help. We want your presence here right now. We ask you for it. We don't demand it, Lord. I don't mean to come across that way to command you. I don't do that. I'm just saying, Lord, out of our hearts, out of our mouths, out of our, Lord, out of our beings, Lord, we say, please join us here this morning. Come in here in a powerful way, Lord. We live for being in your presence, oh God. When we come to church, Lord, we must be in your presence, oh God. Lord, nothing else really matters until we're in your presence, Lord. And we ask you for that this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Would you help me just cry out here this morning? In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. We want your presence here, Lord. Lord, we don't want anything to hinder your presence being here in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I remove everything that would hinder you being here right now. I ask you to forgive us, Lord, of anything, Lord. Lord, you said if I regard iniquity in my heart, you will not hear us, Lord. I know, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If we haven't prayed like we should have, Lord, if we didn't pray yesterday or even this morning, then Lord, forgive us for that, Lord. Right now, we ask you to forgive us. And Lord, we ask you to pray for your presence here with us right now. And Lord, we ask you to come into this place, Lord. We want you here. Please, please, Lord. If you have that, lift your hand. If you have that interpretation, go ahead, son. Yes, oh God. Yes. 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 I ask you to do that very thing right now. The altars are open. I want the men to lead out. Men, you lead out. You're the spiritual leaders in this church. You lead out. You come to the altars. I want the altars full of the men. And let's begin to cry out to God. Oh, God. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, help us here today, Lord. Lord, I know your heart must be broken, Lord, over what the people of this nation want. They don't want you. They want something else. Oh, God. Oh, God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord, cleanse us, Lord. Wash us, Lord. Purge us, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us here today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we stay, Lord, where you can bless us, Lord, and minister through us, Lord. There is no hope for this city unless, Lord, you can minister to through your people, Father. Lord, we're your vessels. We're your instruments, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, have mercy on Houston. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, there were tens and thousands upon people celebrating something that is so terrible, so awful, oh, God. Lord, it should break our heart as your people, Father. Lord, oh, God, have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy on these people, Lord, that have been so deceived. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that as your people, Lord, we walk upright, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to live separated lives. Help us, Lord, oh, God, to live holy lives. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be willing to get out anything, Lord, that dishonors you and displeases you, Father. Help us here today, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Help us, Lord, as a church family, Father. Oh, Lord, to stay in a place that you can minister here in this community and in this city, Father. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Help us here today, my Lord. Help us here today. Help us here today, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, rianda la baria soria no da boro rianda la rianda la bara dia son da la bara dai. Handele le dianda le bara dia son da le rianda le bara dia son da la bai. I'm going to ask you to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Those that are filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Gloria ando da boro dia son da le boro dia son da la baria anda la mana bara son da la bara dai. Ila mana sande di bokoria rosoria rosonde di diatta na na mama mara mara sanda na banai. Inda lebe di asonde le di kate di diasoria rosoria anda na baki di diatta na mana mara sanda na bai. Hande le bara kara diatta na bara diasoria rosonde di kande le bara di asanda na di anda na babanai. Hande le bara di asonde le bara di anda le borori anda na mana mara sanda na mana mara di anda na mai. Oh, rarabara di ataraba catarada di antaraba mama babarada di. Hilananandere di diasondere bariandere baloriandere baba mama barada di antarama madarai. Handere barariasondere baracadi di altare bariasondere di andere mama barada di ai. Oh, ramanabara sondarabara di andarama mai. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. For those who are not familiar with what we're doing, this is not a message in tongues. It is just praying in the Holy Spirit according to Romans 8, where it says when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will pray through us. And I know that right now in this place that we're in, I know that we're not humanly able to figure out everything that we're to be praying. But the Holy Spirit will pray through us the will of our Father. The Holy Spirit will know how to pray. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're helping us right now. Lord, as we call out on you, my Lord, glory to God, glory to God. I'm going to ask if there's anything in your life, anything whatsoever, anything that you know does not please the Lord. I want to ask you to repent of it right now. Ask the Lord to forgive you of it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us right now. Wash us in your precious blood today. Forgive us of all of our sins today, Lord. Oh, Father, wash us clean today, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent, Lord. We repent right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. I want you to begin to intercede for the people in this city that are living lives that God is going to bring judgment on one day. I want you to pray for them right now. Lift them up today. Father, we lift up the men and women, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the young people, Lord, that are being so deceived, Lord, and molded into thinking that, Lord, what they're doing is right and that they believe they have a certain freedom now, Lord, when actually we know there's no freedom in this. It's greater bondage, Lord, than ever before, my Lord. We're moving into a greater darkness than ever before. Lord, forgive our president, Lord, for allowing this to happen. God, in the name of Jesus, help our president, Lord, today. Help our Supreme Court, Lord, these men and women. Oh God, I pray for such conviction over their hearts, Lord, and what they've done today. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us as the people of God, though. Lord, we're to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Help us to live that way, oh God. Oh, Father, and we'll praise you. We'll love you for it today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Lord, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. We worship you, we worship you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. We need your help, Lord. We need your help, oh, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Glory to God, glory to God. Lord, we know your word tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, you told us, Lord, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, then know the kingdom of God has come unto you. Or else how can we enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods until we first bind that strong man? Folks, I want you to know that we are coming under such a spirit of perversion, such a defiled spirit in our city. And we must stand against it in the name of the Lord. We must stand against it. We must resist it in the name of Jesus. We must tell it it has no place in our city in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Lord, we take our place, Lord, before you. We submit ourselves to you, Lord, and we resist, Lord, the power, Lord, in the presence of this unclean spirit, Lord, that has become so prevalent, Lord, in our city and in this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now, Lord. We resist it, Lord. We destroy its hold over people's lives today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for a breakthrough and a breakout, Father. Lord, of your presence and your power, your purpose, your promises, and your provision in this city, oh God. Oh, Father, we've been praying for a revival, Lord, a revival, Father. And Lord, it looks like the enemy, Lord, is winning, but he's not winning this battle. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Lord, make us to be men and women, Lord, that are not afraid to fight and pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to come out of these stupors that we're in, oh God. Oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Help us, my Lord, help us, our Lord, today. Oh, Ria Rosso, Ria de Bamana, Sindedia, Sundere Mana, Mana, Dia, Sundere Mana, Dai. Oh, Ria de Badia, Sundere Badia, Tara Mana, Mana, Dia, Sundara Mana, Dia, Sundara Mana. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Satan, we bind you. We bind every demonic spirit that has been sent to this city to take it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the victory, Lord, in this city, Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, Father, we push back the darkness today, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we resist it. We push it back. We will not allow this in our city, oh God. Lord, this is a spiritual battle, Lord. Lord, help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Ria Roson de Debedia Son de Debedia Soria Roson de Debacadia Daramanamara Sandarabara Diandaramanai. Hiladara de Diandarabadia Sandarabadiandarabamabada Diasandarabara Diandarababarasai. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Lord, we're in trouble here. We are in trouble in this city, oh God. Help us here, Father. Help us here, my Lord. Glory to God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. You're the answer. You're the answer. You're the solution today, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, riandere banade di andere ma baba di asundere bade di andere di andere ma 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 na 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 mai. Ila la 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 ndere di andere bade di altere di asundere bade di altere bade di asundere di andoro vore di asundere banai. Ila marandere di andere boro sondere bade di andere ma na ma na sondere mai. Oh, riandere baboria soria rosondere di andere barabria sondere banamana mara sondere banamanai. Ila banamana sondere baradi andere baroboria sondere barai. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I believe this is why the Lord told me yesterday He's going to help us. This is what He's referring to. He is going to help us in our city. We have no hope without the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. What?
When you're ready, you want me to have the girls sing Break Every Chain?
I might. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Where is it? Too many times you act as though you don't need my help. Too many times you act as though you've got it. You've got it all together, and that's why there's been failure. That's why there's been problems. The Lord says, humble yourselves before me. Repent of your sins and turn to me, and I will answer you, and I will heal your land. I will heal my people, and I will walk them through this. So don't you know the word? The word says in the last days, that difficult, perilous, dangerous times would come. But I've not called you to fall apart. I've called you to lean on me.
Yes.
I've called you to call upon me.
Yes. Amen. 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 Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Then I will hear you, and then I will answer you. And yes, I will start in the smallest part. I will start in your home.
Yes.
And even smaller than that, I will start clearing things out in your heart. And then from your heart, I'll move to your relationship with your family.
Yes.
And I will heal it.
Yes.
Some of what you've gone through, yes, you brought it on yourself, but I will have mercy, says the Lord.
Amen.
I will have mercy.
Yes.
Yes. I will cleanse it of all of the defilement.
Jesus.
You're going to have to go through and get rid of things that you know don't please me. Shut down the porn, says the Lord.
Yes.
Shut it off. Don't go back. Go back. Don't tell me you're just curious. You used to be curious, but now you have a passion and you've allowed a lot of little snakes to come in. And the Lord says, put them out.
Amen.
Put them out. Quit worshiping money. Quit worshiping money. The love of money is the root of all evil things. The love of money, put it out of you. Repent of it, and I will answer you, and I'll cleanse you, and I'll cleanse your house.
Yes.
Don't watch things that defile your mind. Don't watch things and listen to people that defile your heart. Quit taking counsel and quit taking counseling sessions with ungodly people. The Bible says, my word declares, don't take counsel with the ungodly. Listen to what my word says and you'll live.
Yes.
Listen to what my word says and you will abound. Listen to what my word says and you will prosper, says the Lord.
Says the Lord. Let's praise him. Come on, just praise him. He's talking good things to us. He's trying to help us. I told you earlier we were going to have to cooperate with him. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many are going to cooperate? Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Lift your voice like a trumpet in this house. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! We're not going to break down, we're going to break out! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God. I'm going to ask you to return to your seats. Thank you, men, for coming forward so quickly. Thank you, women, for helping us and children that are here. Let me tell you why it's going to take the presence and the power and the purpose and the promises and provision. The number one thing, it's going to take the presence of God. God will not join himself with people that are ungodly. He won't do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 says, what agreement does the temple of God and idols have? There is no agreement. They cannot cohabitate together. We cannot expect God to come in here in great power and manifested presence if we're living lives that are not honoring him through the week. I think we're moving into a dangerous time for the church. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's dangerous. In the fifth chapter of the book of Acts, when there was a move of God started, people stood up and lied to the apostles, and God struck them dead. He struck them dead. That's not Old Testament, that's New Testament. You know why? Because judgment must begin in the house of God first. It's got to start with us. And we've got to be willing to let the Lord clean out everything that doesn't honor him in our lives. Let me tell you about these five P's. Let me tell you what will happen when these five P's are operating in our lives. Number one, it'll change your life forever. They will transform you into a new person. The direction of your life will change. The desires of your life will never be the same. Your night will turn to day. What you couldn't see, you'll be able to see. You'll be able to understand. That's why we come out of darkness into light, so that we can see it. We can understand it. The way you talk will change. Your friends will change. Your schedule will change. The way you listen to music will change. The way you watch TV will change. The way you look at people will change. Your priorities will change. Your relationship to everyone will never be the same. And I added this, for most of us, you'll begin to sing quite a bit. There's something about when people are right with God that there's a song in their heart all the time. It's like when God gives us songs in the night. When God will give us a song on a Sunday morning that it'll just carry over into the week. And it'll become such a place of strength and encouragement when we're able to sing it. I don't believe we'll ever take another bite of food without giving God glory and honor first. It says whether you eat or you drink, you do all for the glory of God. That's our new life, and we'll love it. We'll love to do that for the Lord. These things will change. When God's presence comes in and His power comes in, these things will change. And if they don't change, it's because we're sticking our heels in the ground and won't let God change us. Men, I'm calling on you to make your home a prayer time. Let your wife, let your children hear you pray. Pray through that home. Do you want your family saved? Or do you want them to come under the influence of this horrible, unclean, perverted spirit that is running rampant in our city? What is the only thing that can stop it? It's the power of God. Nothing else will stop it. I believe we're moving close to where we're going to eventually have to get rid of our televisions. The reason is because every commercial is going to be laden with homosexuality and lesbianism. It's going to be pushing it hard. And not now that they've gotten their freedom, you better watch out. They're coming for our religious freedom next. But I believe there's enough people of God in this city that we can stop that. God has ways of doing things that can stop things that He doesn't have to have them approve or even talk to the Supreme Court about it. He can do things because the earth is His and the fullness thereof. He doesn't have to check with anybody. I'm talking about God who can do things. Debbie and I were praying yesterday. I wish a tornado would come down and wipe the White House out that they put that rainbow on. I don't want anybody in it. Just wipe it out. Listen, God, if you don't think God's standing up on this, he's up. His heart is breaking over this. It reminds me of when Israel demanded that they wanted a king instead of wanting God to rule them. It broke Samuel's heart, but Samuel said, go and give them what they want. But they'll be sorry they ever asked for it. And they were sorry that they ever asked for it. They didn't want a theocracy where God ruled. We've got to believe for lives that are going to be completely transformed. We're going to experience God's love. You will feel His love. There's nothing that can compare to His love on this earth. Almighty God does not hate these people. He loves these people. When Jesus came to this earth, He not only came to this earth to give His life as a ransom for many on that cross. He wasn't just born and then died. No, there were 3.5 years that He ministered on this earth. He was empowered to do certain things. That's why it says in Luke 4, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me. He's empowered me to do what? I call it the 5 B's. We talked about the 5 P's, now it's the 5 B's. There were 5 things that He said He was anointed and empowered to do. He said he was to come and heal the spiritually broke, the poor in spirit. They have nothing. They're beggars. They're paupers. Listen, when God finds us, He finds us completely empty. We have nothing. We have nothing to give Him. That's why when He takes us, He begins to pour in us. He begins to put in us things. That's why that when people walk with God, their life is full. There's abundance in their life. God begins to just dump things. He begins to dump His life. He begins to dump His spirit, His word. Everything begins to fill your life up. Because God wants that empty vacuum to be filled by His presence, not by anything else. He came to empower, to save those that were poor in spirit, the broke, then the brokenhearted, the bound, the blind, and the bruised. He was empowered to do it, and when He left, He empowered us to do it. Everything will begin to change as we encounter His presence. That's why we have to have His presence. That's why when we don't sense it here, we've got to do something to let Him know that we cannot move forward without Him. That's what Moses said. Moses said, if you don't go with me, I'm not going. I'm not moving. Why should we have church if He's not going to be here? I feel it. You feel it. It's like, what's missing here? I can be saying good things, but it's not where God is. And now I feel His presence here. He wanted this. We should have known this. We should have known in light of what happened yesterday that somehow church was going to be different today. Because God is affected by what happened yesterday. And it should affect us. It should break our hearts that they're parading in our streets, that our mayor is a lesbian. People are saying this is their new freedom. And if they have it their way, they're going to begin to make pastors marry them. And if they don't, they're going to put them in jail. That's what their end result is. You know why? Because it's satanic. Because the devil is not out for homosexuality and lesbianism. That's just a part of it, what he does. What he's after is to shut the church down. He's got to stop us. He's got to close us down. Let me tell you how he does that. He does it with an overwhelming look like he's winning. That's what he did when Israel saw the giants. They were overwhelmed by how big they were. But that didn't affect God. But let me tell you how he does it, how else he does it. And this is real effective, is that he gets inside of our lives and compromises and corrupts the lives of the people of God. And then we have no foot to stand on. When God's people quit praying at home, we're in trouble. We can have our prayer meetings on Sunday morning and come in here early on a service, but that's not going to cut it. I don't know how much praying you're doing at home, but I'm just asking you, start setting time aside to pray. This is coming to your front doorstep. And mine. Can I get an amen? Amen. I'm not going to talk too much more. The Lord really didn't give me a whole lot. But this is what I know. You see, we're not going to get anywhere arguing and fighting with these people. It doesn't matter how many signs you hold up. I'm not saying I'm against that. Just whatever. I'm not saying that. You're not going to get anywhere telling these people they're going to hell. They don't believe that. It's not going to. But let me tell you what will change. The presence of God. If they get in the presence of God, when they come in contact with the Holy God, immediately they will know something is not right in their life. In the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah was being called in the presence of God, Isaiah, the first thing, and the Lord spoke to me this week about this, He said, Jay, the first thing that happens when my presence comes in is that people will begin to realize what's in their life. Isaiah, you know, before Isaiah, who was probably the most popular prophet in the Old Testament, more people quote Isaiah than anyone else. But do you know, before Isaiah could begin to pronounce woes on the people out there, he started pronouncing the woe upon his own life first. In Isaiah 6, it says, oh, woe is me. I'm undone. I need God to help me. That's why I know that I believe God is going to cleanse His church before He'll cleanse His city. That's why I believe the Lord in the last 2 weeks, He wanted me to begin to tell you to memorize 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. So that we would understand what's about to happen. How many know we're called to live separated lives? We cannot live the same kind of life the world lives and expect to be treated any different. It won't work. Michael, come up. Hand me that mic. Testing. Is this on? Huh? Testing. Hello. There we go. Okay, go ahead, Michael. Listen to this.
Before I do this, I'm going to... I would ask every man in this church to stand with me. And there's something I'm going to do as I give these scriptures. And I want my granddaughter to see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I want the church to see what I'm doing. And I ask that you, men, take this same step with me. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. Saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Michael. I've asked every man, you can be seated, I've asked every man to be able to do what Michael just did. I know the Lord is directing us. Let me tell you what happens when the presence of God is not here. In Matthew chapter 7, I have these. I want you to see this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, it says this, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men that you have tested, those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. In the King James, it says, those that say that they are apostles, and they're not. And then in verse 9, it says, I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say, look at this, who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Let me tell you that we're living in a time that people are saying a lot of things. But not until we get into the presence of God will we really understand what it is. Everybody's saying they're following God. Everybody's saying that they're born again. But he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, I never knew you. I never knew you. Many will say they are apostles and they're not. Many will say that they're Jews and they're not. Many will say that they're doing this and they're not. What will separate them is the presence of God. The only hope we have as a local church is for God to be welcome here. And the only way we can create a place for him is through prayer and worship. And as we pray through the week and as we come in here, God will feel welcome here. And that way, when people come in here and there's things going on in their life and they've justified it or they think it's all right and they'll think, well, I'm all right. Let the presence of God blow on them or come into them and they'll think differently. It's the only hope we have. is for God's presence to be in our church. It's not just something that makes us feel good. It's something that will keep us cleansed. It's something that will keep us holy. It will be something that will move us in the right direction. There are people here and you've been drifting spiritually. I know it. The Lord has talked to me about it. You're cold. You're cold. You've allowed everything else in your life to take priorities over you. And I'm asking you today, rearrange that. You are the one in charge of that. Rearrange it before you lose. Before you have to go to another place. Don't make the Lord make the changes. You make them. In the name of Jesus. Be honest. Tell the Lord that you're struggling. Tell the Lord that you're drifted. Tell the Lord, and He'll work with you. But if you stand in His presence and act like everything's all right, no. No, He won't accept that. He'll convict you because He loves you. Let's pray here. I want the baptismal candidates, we have a couple that are going to be baptized. And I want them to prepare themselves. I want the worship team to come up. We need the Lord's help. Lord, we've heard you today. And Lord, we ask you to help us. Lord, you told me when I sat down yesterday and I opened up with it this morning, the Lord, you told me to tell him, to tell us all, I'm going to help you. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we let you know, we want you to know that we need your help today. Every family, every individual needs your help today. How many with your heads bowed, your eyes closed, how many would just raise your hand and said, I need his help more than ever before in my life. I need his help. Yes, yes, all over this building. Let's just praise and worship him here.